Shalom Abracha to everyone. I wanted to share a message regarding Parshas HaChodesh. Parshas HaChodesh is based on the mitzvah of HaChodesh is Alechem Reish Chadashim. As we read in the Av Torah of the Parsha, the mitzvah of HaChodesh is Alechem Reish Chadashim is a mitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, it's the first mitzvah that you should be Mekadesh Chadashim. In this man of Beis HaMikdash, that's the famous thing that they were Mekadesh al Piyah Ibor. This man of Zeh, what it's negay for is that Chodesh Nisan is the first Chodesh. HaChodesh is Alechem, Rishanu Lechem Lechatshi Hashanah. It's the first Chodesh of the month, meaning the year starts from Tishrei, but according to the Seder HaChadashim, that goes according to Nisan, meaning Nisan first, year second, and so forth. I wanted to point out a very interesting message that's really negay for all year round, which starts from HaChodesh Lechem Reish Chadashim, which is that us Klal Yisrael don't count according to the Goyish month, meaning we don't have January, February, March. That's really irrelevant to us. The way the Chadashim goes according to Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, and so forth, which means, and according to the Ramban on that mitzvah, he has a whole Arichas over there, and the Ramban says that it's actually a mitzvah to count Nisan first, Iyar second, Sivan third, and so on. That means, and according to some Rishonim, and it's brought down in Halacha, as many places can discuss this, that there would actually be an Isser, according to counting, according to the Goyish months, which means if someone says January is the first month, February is the second, so on, might be a real Isser, because us Yidden count according to the Yiddish month. So Nisan is the first, not January. That's why some people actually have a inyan to be Makbid, and it's probably a worthwhile investment to do that, that any time you write out a month, let's say it's on a check or whatever it is, it's very important necessarily to write, meaning when you're writing out the month, let's say now that we're in March, so you write out March, meaning don't write three like a lot of people do, because that's sort of giving a major significance into saying that now March is the third month, and that's really not true, and it might be an Isser. Most places can discuss this, and they actually do say that being that, of course, you don't have in mind for any Avodah Zarah or anything like that, but that would be okay because you're not doing anything actually. But it's for sure a better thing to be makbid. And it's important to mention that many people don't even realize their Yiddish birthday, meaning you ask someone when your birthday is, so they'll say, oh, June, so on and so forth. It's very important that someone should know, because we really praise a role in Yiddishkeit to every one of us is his Jewish birthday. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, and so forth. And it's very important. You see this many times as people go through this. You're making a chasana, you're making this. You'll say the, which we'll call the Goyish date. It's really irrelevant. As we all know, when someone becomes bar mitzvah or someone anything, everything goes according to the Yiddish month, the Yiddish date. And that's what really counts. So it's very important for someone to realize that. Now, with that said, that is the real mitzvah, Chodesh Lechem Reish Chadashim. Now, approaching these wonderful weeks, which is Hachana before Pesach, that's why Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu this mitzvah right before Pesach, because that shows that we became Am Hashem right before Pesach. They're about to be Makar of the Carbon Pesach. They're going out of Mitzrayim. They're going to get everything. They're becoming Am Hashem. So Hashem wanted to explain to them and have them feel and understand what it means to be a Yid, that we're different than the Goyim. Till now, they were in Mitzrayim. They were under Paray. They were under Shivat Mitzrayim. Avadim, Avde Paray. So on, now they became Avdei Hashem. When someone becomes Avdei Hashem, he goes according to the Yiddishkeit of the thing. And the more Yiddish we could bring into our life, that's HaChodesh Lechem Reish Chadashim. That's the biggest Hachana that we could have before these days, upcoming Yontif Pesach, that we realize really, really what it means to be an Eved Hashem. Eved Hashem means a significant amount of input and realizing that I'm doing everything Hashem wants us to do, and I'm following with that. And by following with that, we can really have an unbelievable ischachus, as the Mefarshim say. It even says in the Yeches that we say, HaChodesh Asher Yeshua is by Makifes. Makifes could either mean surrounded, like Akafa, or it can mean also Meloshin credit. That Hashem puts in all the Yeshuas is put in into this month, into HaChodesh Azeh Lechem. And he puts it on credit, and many times he spreads it out into different times when he feels significant that the person should be zeichet to that Yeshua. But either way, we're surrounded by Yeshuas. Why? Because this is when we became Avdei Hashem. We're which is the whole mitzvah of Kiddush Levana that we have. That's also because the Levana is different than the Chama. The moon is different than the sun. The sun is not Mischadish every single month. Actually, it takes 28 years until we make Birchas HaChama. But the moon is every single month again and again, because the Yid is constantly renewing himself, like the Levana, every single month. It gets smaller, it gets bigger. That's the whole Inyan. So that's based on the Chedesh Selachem Reish Chedashim. So with going through all these messages and realizing what it means, and constantly becoming Mischadish, constantly telling ourselves, we have another chance, we could do it. We could do it more and more and more. And whatever we didn't do till now, we still have the ability to be able to start again. And a Yid never gives up. A Yid is never miyayish himself. Even if a person falls through different things, we have nisyanis, we have this, a Yid picks ourselves up. Now is the best time to become nischadish, to become new people. And I'll end with an interesting thing that I once heard from the Heilig Tzaddik, Reb Yudah Zev Segel from Manchester. He once told Reb Shalom Shadron, Zechreinam Levracha, you know, once together, sitting by some meeting or something, so he told them, Reb Shalom, let's become Ruchniyistika people. Let's become Ruchniyistika people. And Reb Shalom went away afterwards and he said in all his drushes, he said, look what I heard, the best message that I got. Let's become Ruchniyistika people, which means let's not live a Gashmiyist life. Let's understand our purpose here. Our purpose is Avdei Hashem. And Rabbeinu Shlom should help, but that should be the true Hachana for Pesach, and Mr. Shem will be Zeicha, hopefully, this year, that we'll still be able to be Makar of the Carbon Pesach.